Prologue. Blaze. Star looks down at the box, and I don't have to be a psychic to know whose head is in the fucking thing. She looks like it's the worst possible choice, and her face is blank before her eyes flick back up to the deranged serial killer at the table. Joey is dead. I can't say I'm sorry to see that psychotic fuck go, but as Senior's eyes bore into my girl, I kinda wish Joey was still breathing. How the fuck do we get out of this? Harley knocks my leg under the table, and I dip my chin a fraction so he knows he's got my attention. He traces an A on the table in front of him, an old signal we've used a million times before. He's telling me to get Avery the hell out of here. And for the first time, I'm torn. She's not cut out for when shit goes south like this, not physically, at least. Someday that girl is going to dance on a big stage and have pompous rich dickheads falling at her feet. She can't afford to be injured. More than that, we can't afford for Ash to see his sister hurt. I'm fairly certain Ash is more dangerous than Senior one-on-one. It's the damn statement about the cops that has me worried. What the fuck is Star going to do? It's only that I'm watching her so closely that I see her pass her phone to Avery under the table, and Floss's face stays carefully blank and her fingers move swiftly across the screen by memory alone. How much do you owe your buyer, now that you can't deliver? Lip says, her voice so fucking flat and bored I'm impressed. The serial killer just ignores her, cutting his steak up into tiny pieces with surgeon-like precision. He takes his time, waiting until he has a piece speared on his fork before answering her.
What's in the box, little girl? Who is delivering parcels to you during my time?
She leans back in her chair, cool and calm. Answer my question, Beaumont. The box is none of your concern. He doesn't like that. Not one fucking bit. His lip curls at her, slowly shifting into a cruel smirk that makes him look deranged.
He was very interested in her. I don't think even the Wolf of Mount's Bay could convince the devil not to take what is his. Run along, go hide her. He'll only enjoy the chase.
The devil. Harley's fingers twitch, and I bump his leg with mine, reminding him that we'll be fucking fine. We've survived the kinds of hell people couldn't even dream. Why not add the devil to the mix? Lips stands, smoothing her dress down like Avery does, and we all stand with her. Even that stupid fuck Atticus. I thank you for the meal, but your company has been lacking, Lip says, tucking her hand into Harley's and tugging him away from the table. Avery looks up at me, and I give her a curt nod. Senior watches Lips's back like he's imagining all of the things he's going to carve into her skin and get off to, and I can't fucking take it. Apparently, neither can Ash.
Here, just so you know, we did our best to get him here. He seems to be otherwise occupied.
Ash sneers and pushes the box until Joey's head rolls out. I could fucking vomit. I hold it in because no one else looks sick and I'll be fucked if I'm the only one puking over this shit. And I tug Avery away from the table. Two of Senior's bodyguards jolt away from the far wall, ready to throw themselves at Ash and Lips. And I hesitate for a second. I shouldn't bother. Illy palms two meat cleavers and throws them across the room. Avery makes a little noise in the back of her throat, and I decide pretty fucking quick that I need to keep her walking. We stalk through the restaurant at a slow enough pace that no one notices us, but still cutting through the building pretty fucking quick. She hums under her breath, completely distracted by whatever the fuck it is she's piecing together in that evil genius brain of hers. I'm too busy trying to look out for more of Senior's men to question her. When we get to the exit, there are cop cars everywhere, and I curse viciously under my breath. But there's also more than 100 motorbikes with scary-ass bikers on them, starting fights with the pigs and smashing up the cars. Right. Lips called in a favor. There's a biker leaning against the wall of the restaurant, watching us both intensely. He's wearing a president patch, so I figure out pretty quickly he's the boar. Avery stares right back at him, cataloging every fucking inch of the man until I bump her shoulder with mine to distract her. I don't need her accidentally starting shit with a member of the fucking 12 while Star isn't here. Does he look familiar to you? She murmurs, and I shake my head.
I don't exactly spend much time with dirty bikers, Floss.